From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Islamabad today, a brazen assassination of Pakistan's only Christian cabinet member. Shahbaz Bhatti, the country's minister for minorities, was gunned down in broad daylight. He is the second prominent critic of the government's harsh blasphemy laws to be assassinated in recent months. Bhatti had received death threats and several months ago said they would not deter him.
I believe in Jesus Christ, who has given his own life for us. And I'm ready to die for a cause. I'm living for my community and suffering people, and I will die to defend their rights.
That was Shahbaz Bhatti speaking in an interview. And to talk about the story, we're joined now by Declan Walsh. He covers Pakistan for The Guardian newspaper. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened today with this assassination?
Well, Shahbaz Bhatti was coming out of the house he has here in Islamabad, which he shares with his elderly mother, this morning. He was on his way to a cabinet meeting. And then he had just traveled about 50 meters from his home when a small vehicle with two or perhaps three gunmen inside came along, blocked his way. The gunmen fired several bursts of fire through the windshield of the car. Then they got out, they pulled his driver from the car, and then they fired again inside, killing Mr. Bhatti inside the car. And the police are saying that the gunmen fired perhaps 25 bullets, at least eight of which are confirmed to have killed Mr. Bhatti, and he was confirmed dead on arrival at a local hospital.
Do we know anything more about the gunmen?
As they left the scene, the gunmen did something rather unusual. They left a number of pamphlets on the ground where they explained their motivation for killing Mr. Bhatti. As they said it, he was a Christian infidel who had dared to challenge the country's blasphemy laws. And they signed the pamphlet as Taliban Al-Qaeda Punjab. So this isn't a sort of recognized group that we've ever heard of before, but it does suggest that these people are obviously Islamist extremists, and they come from the same sort of ferment of people who've carried out so many other attacks in Pakistan over the last couple of years.
I'm curious about Bhatti's role in government. He was a member of the ruling Pakistan People's Party, and I'm wondering how significant it was that someone of Christian background had risen to this stature in Pakistani politics.
By definition, the job he occupied was filled by someone from one of the minorities. Minorities make up about 5% of Pakistan's 180 million people, so they're certainly numerically significant, even though they don't really have very strong political representation in this country. So Shahbaz Bhatti certainly was unusual in that respect, in that he was the only Christian who was a member of the parliament. He was someone who had also taken that role very much to heart, if you like. And in fact, he had been one of three people who'd spoken prominently on the case of Asia Bibi. That's the Christian woman who was sentenced to death in Pakistan last November and whose case really started this whole furor off.
One of the other people who spoke out on her behalf was Salman Taseer, the former governor of Pakistan's Punjab province. For months, the country had been reeling from his assassination. What's the likely fallout from this case?
Well, it's just another sign that freedom of speech has become greatly constrained here in Pakistan. Anyone who dares to speak out, particularly on this issue of blasphemy, the signal has now been sent out that they can expect a potential death sentence from these extremists. The great danger, of course, is that this intolerance, that this use of violence against people who speak out will be extended beyond the blasphemy laws and that it's going to stifle free speech in all areas of the country. And since Taseer's death, we've seen that happening already. We've seen people who normally would be outspoken on a range of issues sort of retracting from public life and saying that they no longer feel secure in this country because, as they see it, even the government can't protect itself.
Declan Walsh, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I was speaking with Declan Walsh with The Guardian newspaper in Islamabad.